This is our town.
Hey, welcome to the latest edition of My Town here at Listener. It is Lou and Al here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M as we gear up for, well, not the race that stops the nation, Lou, but coming up soon, of course, we've got a race that certainly captures the attention of the border. The Albury Gold Cup is on its way.
It's huge. It's a big prize money race too. Very prestigious for the horse that wins and the people that own that horse, obviously. Celebrations arrive. So, yeah, it's a big event. And a big event on the fashion calendar too.
I was about to say, in my time with working with you so far, I've come to understand that there's quite a few fashions from Albury Cup days in your closet still.
Yeah, there are. I'm actually trying to sell them at the moment. I've had enough.
That's it.
So it is, it's a big day to get out and enjoy everything that Albury Racing has to offer.
Yep.
It's a beautiful venue.
Oh, isn't it?
And it's just, yeah, it's a great day out.
Great fun trackside, whether you get dressed up or not. But I love the thrill of a horse race when, 5 minutes before it happens, the field's pretty empty. But as soon as they start to say, they're lining up at the gate, that's when the crowd start to go a little bit closer to trackside.
Oh, do you go out to the track? I barely see a horse running at the races, just being honest.
I do like the – I'm not any good at punting, gamble responsibly, of course, but I do like the occasional flutter.
Yeah, interestingly, quite often they'll have punting in the marquees. Like you don't have to go anywhere.
That's
you
can just little betting machine in the corner.
Yeah, just get organised right there and don't have to leave the comfort of the marquee. So that's how I like to punt.
I've got to admit, my mission, if I end up in a marquee or anywhere in a race day, is usually find the keenest punter in there. Watch how they go the first three races and then emulate everything they do after that.
Yeah, pick their brain.
That's it.
Because I also have no knowledge whatsoever.
No.
Only names and colours.
Go the brown horse. That's my favourite. So get set for that. That's going to be huge. The other bit of local news, obviously, is good luck to Ducks, the new cocktail bar that we discovered the location of this morning on the show. We were speculating where Ducks was going to be, but we've worked it out now. It's next to Star Night. This is Space Nightclub.
Yes, it is. And on that side of Dean Street. So good luck to them, because there've been a few businesses in that area that have sort of come and gone. So let's hope they do really well as a new restaurant in town, which is always nice to have somewhere new to go.
Exactly. And a great place to celebrate too, as we pointed out, because who doesn't like to celebrate either an anniversary or an achievement or just the end of a week with a cocktail? Speaking of, do you have a particular favourite?
Cocktail?
Yeah.
I do love a pina colada. I'm not going to lie.
Getting caught in the rain.
Yeah, all of those things. I'm going to say today it's pina colada.
It could change tomorrow.
I could go one right now.
No, it's too early in the morning for that. We're recording this at 9:05.
It's like a soft drink. What do you mean?
It's fine. Anyway, good luck to Ducks. Dean Street, that's going to be phenomenal. Let's get into today's special guest as we revisit Call the Border home. And what a local legend this guy is. Fundraising extraordinaire. We've had him in the studio a couple of times and just an all-round gentleman. Your big chat with John Rebrandt.
Yeah, the founder of Carevan, a generally lovely man who has done some amazing things here on the border in a space that really needed some help when they started Carevan. So, yeah, hearing his story, pretty special.
It's an incredible story. We'll get to that in just a sec. And we're going to do a bit of a pub feed too. Check out what's on offer, the food, the fare, everything at Edwards Tavern. Straight after that, here's the chat with John on Listener.
Listener production.
Albury.
Wodonga.
Mulwala.
Yarrawonga.
Omeo.
Mount Beauty.
Lavington.
Wagunya.
Barnawatha.
It's easier to care than to turn away is the very profound mission statement of local charitable organisation Carevan. This week's guest on I Call the Border Home is Albury orthodontist John Brabant, the founder of Carevan. Good morning, John. How did you come to call the border home?
Well, two other partner orthodontists and I bought a practice down here, which was full time, and they spent a week about on a roster basis saying we spent a week down here each and then 2 weeks in Sydney each. And that kept going for a number of years. That was 40 years ago now. And then I struck some health problems back in 1980. the end of 1980, where I had a malignant melanoma on my calf and had a good part of my calf removed, and they didn't give me a great prognosis for it. Then 2 to 3 months later, I had a heart attack, and a month after, which was February 2001, I had a second heart attack and a double bypass.
And look at you. I mean, that's a good 20 years ago now. Have you been well since then?
Yeah, 20 years of on borrowed time is pretty good.
Pretty good.
So when that happened, I had to have 6 months off, and the doctor said, look, you've got to cut down and only work part-time, and should either sell the Sydney practices or the country practices. And I thankfully chose the country practices, and here I am still. And yeah, it's been a fabulous journey.
A much less stressful life, I imagine, on the border. But obviously the border has its own challenges too. Do you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing when you came up with the idea for Carevan?
Yes, well, ironically, you know, I just started Evolve Orthodontics as my last partner in the practice had left. And at the same time, I was out at our Deniliquin practice, and after a bottle of red wine, I said to the nurses, article in the Border Mail, it's called It's Easier to Turn Away Than to Care. And it was about poverty in the region and homelessness. And I said to them, I'm going to do something about this. And so I went down and bought a ex-South American sausage van and pulled it back to Albury and had the grandiose idea that I was going to change the world.
Well, you might not have changed the whole world, but you've certainly changed the lives of a lot of people on the border. So for those that don't know much about Carevan, give us a quick 5-minute version of what Carevan is.
Yeah, well, I was pretty naive and, you know, it was hard to start and get going. But ironically, I came across a little man called Snowy Heron, and he and I look on him as being the co-founder, because I didn't know anything being an orthodontist about homelessness. So I went to Quambi House, which was the homeless men's shelter, and met Snowy and formed a little committee that was going to advise me on how I could do this. Trouble with that is homeless men are itinerant, and you didn't have the committee for too long, probably a week. Snowy stayed on, and he became the face of Carevan, and gradually we got out on the streets and started to feed people, and it became all about social inclusion, which was people that don't normally sort of get together and be recognised and be seen as part of something and get a sense of belonging and a sense of identity. That's what we were able to achieve through the frontline Carevan.
What is it about Carevan that surprised you the most?
Just the community response, and it's all about community. I don't take responsibility for it because it's been achieved by the community and volunteers of this community, and it's spread to other communities like Wangaratta, Griffith, Blacktown in Sydney, Wagga Wagga. They've all copied our idea, and they're now Carevans in those locations doing the same sort of work we do. From that, we were able to do other things like our program of Kids Cooking and Caring, which really is the backbone of our organisation now, where the kids in Year 9 in most of the schools around Albury-Wodonga cook for Carevan after getting the supplies from us, and then we pick them up, take them out, feed the people, and we're now into all sorts of other avenues of supplying temporary accommodation and helping out Yes Unlimited and many of the other charities in town. We're sort of the link now.
You're spending a lot more time doing things with Carevan now as a sort of hands-on situation because you're retired from your orthodontic practice. How different is that from an administration role?
Oh, it's much more rewarding. You're getting down and you're meeting the people. And the thing with Carevan is it's a win-win situation where you're not only helping people that are in need and in poverty, but the volunteers get as much out of it as those that we're helping, because everyone in their heart has a need to help someone, I believe, and I've just been able to provide the medium by which they can achieve it.
We're very lucky to have Carevan on the border. I'm going to just switch gears a little bit now and ask you a few sort of more personal questions, I guess, about your life on the border. What's your favourite place on the border, past or present?
Down by the river.
Where's that now? Because the river's everywhere.
Without it being as extensive as it is now.
Yeah, it's a bit scary at the moment. What's your best memory of living on the border?
Snowy.
Oh, what a beautiful man he was. He really was. Albury or Wodonga?
I live in Albury.
See, but you're allowed to say Wodonga, even though you live in Albury.
I love the whole region.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Okay, if someone says to you that they're coming to visit you, where do you take them? What's the main first place that you would take them to see on the border?
We usually go to some of the beautiful restaurants we have around town. If I'm taking them somewhere special, always take them down the Caravan Depot.
Good on you. And what is one word in your mind that describes the border perfectly?
Giving. That's what has achieved Caravan. The community giving back to themselves for those in need.
John Brabant, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Edwin's Tavern today is where you'll find us for Pub Feed in Moorfield Park Drive, West Wodonga, where we're getting into everything they have on offer. The food, the drink, the entertainment, the rustic home vibe when you walk into the place, the history. It's a big chat and it's over to Brent to tell us more.
The pub itself was established in 1995, so going back 27 years ago now. It was designed by a guy by the name of Ted Bennett, who's a local guy, been involved in the local community for a very long time. And he tried to really make it as a basically a country pub within a rural community. And we've tried to keep those values going here for a very long time without trying to lose that really touch of the country. But the open fires here, we don't have gambling facilities. We try and keep it as a really family-orientated place as it was done originally.
Now, what about for the kids, for families?
The kids and families. So we've got the inside kids room out there, which has got three PlayStations. We've also gone out into the community and we offer the services of local businesses who offer the machines that you can win prizes on like that. So we support them and it's basically sort of giving something to the kids but also supporting the local business. And we also try and accommodate for parents and families who are coming in that we offer free Wi-Fi service for them. So if their kids want to bring their devices in and things like that while their parents sit down and have a nice meal, we allow their kids to stay entertained.
Oh, that's good. There's something for everyone then. That's
right.
Great. Yeah.
Pop, grab, rub! So the food here, we're very lucky that our head chef, Bruce Edwards, been around for a long time and he's very, very good at what he does. We offer you all your typical pub grubs, your steaks, your parmas, your schnitzels, your fish and chips and all that type of thing. But the one thing we try, our selling point is you will not go home hungry. So we offer very large serving sizes. But also one of the kickers with Bruce is if anything is potentially going to go to waste, he'll create something, he'll put it on our specials board. And the locals especially love that every day you come and you look at our special board, it's not the same special 7 days a week. There'll be something different on there every day so he can then maximise what he does with your food and keep his creativity there. Tuesday night's our palmy night and we do a round the world palmy night. So on our palmy menu, we've got 20 different palmies. Thursday steak night, which is always very popular. And then Friday night, we have rib night as well. So we offer a wide range of tap beers, but then we've tried to bring a few of the craft beers in, and then we've got your Bulmers cider and also offer the Brookvale ginger beer. We try and incorporate a lot of local wines into our wine list. We don't have a huge wine list, but the ones that we've got there are very, very popular. We offer whites and reds and also sparkling and Prosecco, Moscatos, and then we also have the on-premise wines that we use through CUB.
What's next for you guys at Edwin's Tavern?
Well, something we've been developing over the last 6 months since I've come on board is trying to, obviously cocktails are a big market, especially for younger people these days. We did have a cocktail list when I came on board, but it was a little bit outdated and needed a little bit of tinkering with. So we've really developed a cocktail list in the last 6 months that really can incorporate summer and good vibes and really enjoying being out and socialising with your friends. I suppose the biggest thing we're trying to push at the moment is that we're a very family-orientated pub and we try to provide everything we can for people to bring the family out for a meal. We're not going anywhere. We've built the pub up to a point now that we really want to try and expand and make it better for people in the community here, especially because the community in Wodonga and West Wodonga, especially, is expanding so much. 10 years ago, there was no sort of housing estate around us. And now that the housing estate started to boom, we found that we've got a really good contingent of local people who come and enjoy the pub, and we really want to cater for them and make it their pub, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Where can people go to find out more?
So people can go to edwardstavern.com.au online, or they can go on our Facebook page, Edwards Tavern, which has been updated regularly. Keep an eye out for things coming up. Obviously, getting into the festive season, there's going to be more things happening.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problems. I've